Everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week, we are going to be talking about how you react when you see someone who has the result you're currently trying to achieve. So, when thinking about this topic, a lot of this has to do with your personal reaction and beliefs about what it means to have or not have the results you want in your life. If we were to start there, people generally judge themselves based on if they feel that they're on track to get their goals or if they feel that they're off track to get the goals. So the very first place to start would say, you know, first off, ask yourself, according to my goals, my vision, my dreams, my desires, do I feel that I'm currently on track or do I feel that I'm currently off track, meaning what I'm doing day to day is not lining up to actually get me the life or goals or dreams or vision I want. Now, if you're on track, ask this: what specific actions or qualities about how you're living your life cause you to be on track? If you're off track, same thing. What specific lack of action or what specific qualities that are missing cause you to be off track? Now that you identify that, let's look at the next stage. First, it's what you believe about yourself. Next, it's what you believe about the world, the universe, other people. So let's dig in. If you're the type of person that has a positive reaction, meaning you see someone who has the house, the car, the man or woman, the financial stability, the health, the shape, the business, whatever, the kids, I don't know what it is you're after, but if they already have that result and you're like, dang, you know, does it inspire you? Does it excite you and you really get excited? You're like, wow, it's possible. You know, someone else figured it out. That means I have an opportunity to figure it out. How cool. Or does it become kind of, you know, it's still positive, but does it become a challenge? Like, you know, if they figured it out, I'm going to take it as a personal challenge to get there and beat them. Do you become competitive in your spirits, meaning you want to compete with them and try to catch up or exceed what they've done? Or if we go to kind of the negative side of the scale, does it become defeating? Where you look at it and go, wow, you know, good for them. But, ugh, you know, I guess that means I'm way off track. Do you start beating yourself up? Do you start kind of defeating yourself mentally or emotionally because they have something and you don't? Or does it push you all the way to the edge where not only it's defeating emotionally and you kind of beat yourself up, but now you start attacking them? You know, screw that guy, screw that lady, who cares about them? You know, and you all kinds of profanities start coming out and you get real angry towards them. Where do you fall on the scale of this reaction point? And what do you think would happen if you started to inch yourself up the scale so that it becomes positive? Not only positive, but it becomes inspirational, where you see something in the world happening around you and you go, wow, that's cool, that's firing me up, that's literally causing me to be inspired in spirit, to connect to the highest form of myself and causing me to want to, desire to go make it happen and put in the work and put in the effort. What would have to happen? Here's a few questions to think about, and there'll be more in the worksheet, but let's start with this. What would you have to believe about yourself, that experience, that result, or those people for you to believe it's possible for you? Not only what would you have to believe, but what kind of plan would you need to be put in place? Not only what plan would you need, but what kind of consistent action would be needed to actually get you that result? So, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of JRC TV. I hope you download the worksheet and get this in motion. If you find yourself being negative or even attacking those people, you know, to use the scale we put in the worksheet and get yourself over to being inspired and positive and really move to action from those seeing others with what you have. Not only that, but I hope you take time to identify your own mindset, your own, you know, belief system and your own action plan necessary to get you into action. Have fun with this week's episode. Make sure to download the worksheet, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.